Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's disappointing that Keon Coleman doesn't have the opportunity and doesn't step up. I don't know if it was they don't believe in him. I don't know if he's not going to them in those moments saying, get me the ball. I talked about it last night that I was surprised they weren't moving him opposite AJ Terrell and trying to get him the football, throw the ball downfield to him and opportunities just to use his big body and frame. And if I was a Bills fan, I would have loved to see Keon Coleman step to the forefront and impact that game much, much, much more than he did.
I think that's probably Dan Orlovsky. The stats on Coleman, the fourth quarter against the Ravens, 7 for 95 and a touchdown. The rest of the season combined, 17 for 142 and a touchdown. So what's that? That is not three catches a game, you know, one score.
It's bad is what it is.
It's just not important, right? It's not important.
It's not happening.
And that's a function. It's somewhat a function of the way they want to play that we've been over and over. But kind of, what is this to say? You'd like for somebody to step up. And the quarterback is, if it weren't Josh Allen, we'd be talking about what the quarterback's responsibility
his
is.
His decisions and are there guys open that he's just not seeing and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, most of the film review folks that I have been following for years that I trust, it's like just guys not open. And, you know, I can cite a play here or there for you. The interception last night, very much like the interception Allen tries to throw to Shakir against New England, where they show an end zone view of it and – You're thinking like Allen, like you look to your right, look to your left. There's just nobody open, and then it's Shakir. Like, well, I'm just gonna throw it to him, and then you know there's a guy just ready to cut in front of it, just at the middle of the field. They were daring you to go out there, and you just couldn't get out there.
It's a great play to Knox.
Yeah, it is
by Allen. Yep. Although I think the safety really is to blame there. I liked the breakdown on ESPN last night. What you know, he baits. Is the player sort of like gets sucked over here and then still a great throw. Still so cool to watch from behind Allen, you know, the very best pass.
Bates is a gambler. I think he leads the league in takeaways since 2023 when he got there.
Look at you. Who are you, Warren Sharp all of a sudden?
I think I saw that in the run-up to this game.
I guess. Wow. Bam. Everybody, right? Pretty good. Ray is next. Hi, Ray.
Yes, sir. My take on it is this. Injuries just keep piling up and piling up, and it seems like not only does that hurt the team because you got to play second and third stringers, but it hurts the morale too, don't you think? Because you don't have your starters in there, and everybody's trying, but they just mainly don't have it. Another example is about howling about the coaches. Andy Reid was about to be run out of town because they started losing, and now they're winning. All of a sudden, he's the greatest again. So I don't know. It's to me, it's. The team is almost snake-bit with all these injuries. I know other teams have injuries, but, boy, we seem to have more than our share right now.
I don't know that that's true. I appreciate that you said this is also true of other teams. I don't know that the Bills have more than their share. I think it's an interesting point about morale, but I don't think guys are really wired like that. Maybe when they're on the plane, you know, and it's, geez, we're down bad, this guy and that guy, you can feel sorry for yourself. But everybody's next man up in this league. Everybody, I mean, some of these guys are on the field because of injuries to starters, and they're probably excited for it. So how bad is it? Who's hurt on offense? Kincaid last night.
Missing Kincaid and losing Palmer definitely impacted a lot of what we're talking about, although Kincaid's not really outside. It's Palmer. And, you know, I got you want to take them at their word that they had a big plan to use? It certainly looked like they did. I mean, the first play of the game is a pass they hardly ever throw anymore. And it worked to Palmer. So maybe that was their way to get around showing that they could beat, maybe slowing Atlanta down some. But once he leaves the game, I'm left with nobody. And that's the problem with sort of building. You want to say Shakir's their number one receiver because he's so dependable and he's productive and he's shifty with the ball in his hands and space and whatever can make people miss and all this run after catch yardage he's piling up. But he plays in the middle of the field. And he's not going to help you on a night where a defense is putting their corners, their outside guys on an island and saying, I dare you. It's not. So it limits, you know, functionally how you can beat that if Shakir is your most trusted target. Like, he is, but you need the other stuff to be working in order to get it off.
4 for 45 is your game average, per game average for Shakir. We talked a lot about him on pregame. I thought he was in line for a big game. Sal said he thought the Palmer injury was really important to the Bills. So it's not like nobody's hurt. But I just wouldn't resort to injuries when thinking about their offense. Like, their line is pretty much amazingly the same almost every week. We lost McGovern for a second there last night, and then he was right back in. You know, one of those. But they've been teams like the Falcons would be very jealous of the Bills in terms of offensive line injuries. So it's not really that bad. Defense is a different story. Brad, I kind of want to introduce you like sort of Alex Trebek introduces celebrities on Celebrity Jeopardy when somebody else slides. Sure. Matthew McConaughey, what are you doing here? Brad Ryder.
What's up, man?
First timer? First time caller? What's going on?
We prefer fellas.
I was thinking about that. This might be first time, but I don't think it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Once in a while, I'm in the car and I'm listening to you guys, and you're my friends, so I want to talk to you. I don't know, man. I'm frustrated with last night, but I'm also thinking. Here's my main point about football right now: what will the record be of the team that is a one seed when this season ends? Like, what will it be? They'll have what? 3 losses? 4 losses?
At least 4.
Four. Okay. All right. So we just had 2 crappy weeks then, and then we just move on. Like, we get a break here. We get injury stuff. We get the suspended guys that we signed for some reason back. Like, that's a new part of the D-line. And things are just different in 2 weeks. And the Bills don't play for 2 weeks. So that's cool. So 2 losses and – I had a text from my former friend. He's still my friend, but Mike O'Brien produced your show. Wow. You two people. He's a Boston guy. He's a Patriots guy.
He's on our tree.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Remember him?
Yes.
And he's like, I hope you enjoyed your run because it's over last week. And then now they're in first place because of the stupid thing. But I needed to tell you guys that he's saying this to me, and it's sad. It's kind of sad, but it's also like nothing. It's nothing, but he gets to say it. So I remember when the Bills would be, tied for first place in week four against the Patriots during the Brady era of crap, and it didn't matter. And I don't think any of this matters. I think the best team in the AFC is going to lose four games and be in the one seed, and that's what the Bills are striving for. Like, that's the most important thing, right? Like, close out the season at the last game at Highmark and AFC Championship and all that stuff. Like, that's what we're looking for, and they're going to lose a couple times, and things aren't great right now, but they have the best player in football that's currently playing and maybe the best player I've ever seen play football. And I think it's all right. Last night was terrible, and last week wasn't great, but I think we're okay, guys. I think we're cool. I think we can just hang out and watch a good football team play good football. They're going to get some people back. They're going to get those guys that they signed that haven't been able to play because they cheated. Like, that's all happening over the next 2 weeks. I think we're okay. So I don't have a lot to say. I just wanted to say hi and tell you that I feel okay about how things are going.
Do a better job of managing your phone numbers and your friends. Like, block that number from Mike O'Brien, and you don't have to deal with that.
Mike's cool. Mike's cool.
Thank you, Brad.
Nice talking to you, Brad.
Nice hearing your voice.
Say hi to everybody.
Do you think four is the right number? Like, does Indianapolis have to lose four games? They probably do.
That's three more. Yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah. I'd be surprised if it's more than four, but I'd also be surprised if it's less than. I think four is the right number.
Well, that would mean for the Bills 9-2 at least. If four is the number,
yeah,
like, that's still a lot, and that's everything we want, because everything else is kind of the same, I think, other than the one. All right, cool. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this on WGR.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.